What is it about Asheville that has generated the number of great restaurants that we now have in such a small town? Why did that happen?
I think it has to do with creativity. People come here because they enjoy the quality of life. They make an intentional choice to live in Asheville. If they happen to cook great food like so many restaurants do here, then terrific.
Brian, what do you make of that? Why has Asheville become such a food crazy place?
Well, it's definitely, we have a strong artisan, following around here and people just living here. So just having the availability of products and people that are passionate about how it's done, people that are looking to live a higher, better, healthier, more tasty life, we surround ourselves with it. And I find it here, and it's amazing. We do have a lot of great restaurants, and the people are there to support it, which is important. And the people really are demanding it. You know, even with the local scene of buying local and serving and eating local has grown, it's a demand of the people here. So that helps heighten it.
I think the Asheville Independent Restaurant Association has been another reason, plus ASAP, the Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project. They have been real underpinnings of the growth of the restaurant business here.
What do you see as the future of Tupelo Honey as a brand?
Well, the future is to, continue having the good time we have. I've stated in the past that I've been at Tupelo 13 years, still enjoy coming in every day because it's a fun concept. It's a fun vibe. And the customers bring that. We put out their words about, where do you want to see your next Tupelo Honey? And people get in, arguments over it almost about, who gets to have a Tupelo Honey. So the demand is there for it. People have the passion for Tupelo. The brand is great. And we've really, locked down what we do and do it very well. And we're very conscious about it and follow our passion. So as long as people are responding to it, then we're going to continue having a good time with it.
Is there a recipe in this book that is a personal favorite?
I get that question a lot about, what's your favorite thing in there? I'm like, well, gosh, it's all mine. But from in there, I found I am not typically a dessert person. But when I got to the dessert chapter in this book, I had trouble stopping or weaning myself off of these things. And there were desserts around my house for weeks and weeks. But I got into some fun old ones. I actually, my wife's grandmother, we found a bunch of old recipe cards. And I adapted a graham cracker pie from her recipe cards, which I had never even thought about before, and just made this and ate it with, some salted caramel ice cream on it. And it was amazing.
What about spices? Are there certain spices that are personal favorites that you like to cook with?
I do. I like a little bit of heat in things. I like to, my flavor wants to say pow a little bit to you. I don't want you to go away, burn, and be too hot, but I like a lot of Creole seasonings, a lot of different peppers, work with a lot of hot sauces, things that you can use to balance out, and raise the heat a little bit and take some more acidity to it to kind of just heighten that.
The nice thing about Brian's recipes and his food is it's very accessible. It's not fancy. It's just really flavorful and fresh and scratch made. And Brian's very modest. He's a great chef, but we're not a chef driven restaurant. It's not all about Brian. It's really all about Brian's food.
Are your friends reluctant to invite you over for dinner, though?
I don't get people cooking for me all that much, to tell you the truth. But then again, it's the place where I'm most comfortable is in the kitchen. Whenever we have gatherings, you'll find other people cooking. They can't multitask with it. I can cook dinner and socialize with you at the same time. And it's a place that puts me in a good mood. I like cooking. I go home every night after a day at the restaurant and still cook dinner for the family and enjoy that. And I'm always testing recipes at home. So it's my sweet spot.
So you understand friends that are reluctant to invite a great chef over for dinner.
Yes. And I prefer my home and my kitchen, too. So I usually try to have people at my house. And I recently just bought a house over in Kenilworth, and it has a beautiful big open kitchen with dining and living area right off of it. So I'm truly blessed with that and happy to be in this environment. So over the holidays, I was able to have the entire family kind of coming through the house and sharing times with people and cooking great meals. And it's nice, though, getting with, grandparents and mothers and fathers who do like to cook. Because I grew up with a family who likes to cook. So we got to do it together that way, which is really nice to have the space to be able to do it.
I've always thought that a kitchen should have a nice sofa.
Well, I grew up in a scenario. My bocce in Pennsylvania taught me how to make pierogies at a very young age. She was the type of woman that had a couch and a TV in her kitchen because that's where she spent her days.
The new cookbook is called Tupelo Honey Cafe, New Southern Flavors from the Blue Ridge Mountains. Elizabeth Sims and Chef Brian Sinoskis, thank you very much.